This is Freedom ERP with an Above Top Secret member podcast in reply to Clever One's reply to my initial podcast of how is a secret kept. Thank you very much for the reply, Clever One. Enjoyed listening to it. It's taking me a bit of time to get back and reply. And I think one of the points you raised as to how is the secret being kept is very much around the political belief systems, and that the reason that maybe a lot of information hasn't been received is because people don't think we're ready, and maybe from a belief system point of view, that to reveal the fact that there are extraterrestrials, we have been in contact with extraterrestrials for however many years, would fundamentally shake the foundations of the way we think and the way we work. I accept that point to a degree. But I suppose what worries me is who is making the decisions, and is the church, and I think we've probably got to turn around and say it's probably the more orthodox churches, the Christian churches, do they really have that much influence and say and over those who would make the decision to release this information? And I got to think, I'm not entirely sure they do. So I suppose with my conspiracy hat on is that an excuse that people are using not to tell us that we have been in contact and extraterrestrials are visiting this planet, and that there's just really that I think it's, to my mind, maybe might be much more simple in the fact that, you know, we could actually be having a old Cold War style battle over contact with extraterrestrials. I suppose you could see that the last thing that US administration would want would be extraterrestrials to agree with, say, the Soviet Union, say, with China, say, with India, and then basically the aliens to ally themselves to that political system. So I'm just not entirely sure it actually comes down to would people who believe in whatever form of God, whatever form of religion, would it actually cause that much impact if they were told, by the way, your God has created beings on another planet? That's my few cents worth, that I'm not entirely sure that I think you can pin all this one on. It would destroy our belief systems. Yes, there would be significant impact to the economy, to culture, to the way we think and the way we do things. But I have to say, I want to look positive on this one and say I think the vast majority of the people on this planet, yes, whilst they might take a sharp intake of breath and think, golly, what happens now? I'd like to think the vast majority of people are not going to run screaming into the streets and saying this is the end of the world. I think people will, after some reflection, think this is probably a huge opportunity for mankind and something that we should embrace with as many hands as we can get hold of and actually use this for our benefit. Anyway, appreciate the reply, Clever One. We'll certainly look out for any of your podcasts and maybe even a reply to this. Thank you.